It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here today is Top Stories. You know, I woke up this week thinking to myself that the world needed more brink of nuclear war talk, right? I mean, Trump did say he wanted to make America great again. And when we were in the middle of the Cold War doing duck and cover drills and learning how to fold a napkin over our mouths to avoid nuclear fallout, that was pretty great, right? And then think about it. You know, Trump loves the 80s, right? No huge movement on North Korea except that the president was able to make a statement that A, he hopes that there isn't nuclear war, and B, it's not its fault if there is. Thanks, Obama. The big takeaway for me is unpredictability and the idea that Trump is using his erratic style to his advantage. If you were North Korea, would you believe him? Right? Hey, I mean, they watched The Apprentice too. They're like, he means business. Call me old-fashioned, but for me, I like my international politics without the threat of nuclear war. I understand that North Korea is the aggressor, and analysts say that they have weapons of mass destruction. Oh, man, I just had deja vu. Where have I heard that sentence before? Oh, right. But I did like the reprieve from talking about bombs that we had for a couple years. It moved to drones. Right? We moved to drones. We got off the bomb kick. So now we're back to bombs. So, yes, protect America, but could you do it in a non-80s cliche way? Like a, I don't know. I mean, isn't already 1980s overkill? A lot of Wall Street stuff going on right now. Senate President John Cullerton ruined all the weekend plans for state senators. Aw, we were going to go to the beach house. Nope, they're being called to Springfield to vote on overriding the governor's veto on school funding. The tea leaves tell us that's probably going to make. That's probably going to happen. If they do so, then the chances that we will see lawmakers wheel and deal for a new school funding bill will probably happen next week. The lawmakers missed the annual deadline to tell school districts what funding they will get for the year. But hey, at least the lawmakers are consistent. The state government's like Mel Gibson from Lethal Weapon. He's crazy, doesn't follow the rules. Then it quickly veers into off-camera Mel Gibson where he's drunk and cursing. That's the state of Illinois right there. Jim Kirk is leaving the Sun-Times. You see this? The editor-publisher is getting into the old crosstown traffic. He's joining Tronk, formerly called the Tribune. He'll take over with a fancy title on the digital side of the organization. Kirk will reunite with his old bosses, including CEO Michael Farrow. This is a good story because it harkens back to the days when these two newspapers would steal each other's talent on a daily basis. That kind of went away. So glad to see that healthy poaching is back in Chicago news. Now we need Fox to steal from NBC and ABC to steal from, and that's when it's just like become Starbelly Sneeches and we're like, well, who's what and where? Huh? No word if Kirk's going to bring Jenny McCarthy with him to blog about vaccines. Is that a dated reference? I date myself. I paid attention to the news 3 years ago. All right. In weather, well, it's not raining nuclear hellfire right now, so I guess that's good. Today's a win. In sports, the Bears lost their preseason opener last night, but no one will ever remember that noise. Instead, we'll remember the night we were introduced to the troubadour. Mitchell Trubisky showed us why the Bears gambled to take him at the second overall pick. He was not just throwing touchdown passes, but he was also scrambling and throwing on the run. And not once did he grab his helmet, roll his eyes, take a timeout, or cursing out a coach. Which I guess is something that not every quarterback does. I thought that's just what quarterbacks did. Trubisky showed us what a young QB could look like in Chicago, and I think I speak for all of Chicago when I say, me likey, right? Now the Bears stood pat in their Lovie Smith-like resolve and told us that Mike Glennon is their starting quarterback this year while Trubisky develops. But watching Glennon conjured up dark memories of the past few years of quarterback futility, watching Trubisky, I don't know, I felt something. Did you feel it too? Don't be scared. It's an overwhelming desire for winning football. Go ahead. Embrace it. That's at 7. It's still early. Yeah. The D was running around with a little attitude. Trubisky seemed to be running around with a little attitude. It should be more than if Fox and Ryan Pace lose more than 6 games, they're fired. Now it should be if Fox and Ryan Pace can't figure out how to make Mitchell Trubisky the starter on opening day, they should be fired. right? There, I mean, if he comes out and has another great, even I would say even a C plus, you're like, hey, I'll take it. It's better than the F that we saw in the first quarter yesterday. Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games, violating NFL personal conduct rules. He was accused of domestic violence. Second time in his career that happened? A young career. Yikes. Cowboys said all along that he wouldn't be suspended. Elliott's agents accusing the NFL of cherry-picking facts. It's worth noting here that there is no criminal charge against Elliott, so Elliott gets 6 games. All right, moving on. Colin Kaepernick. Well, doesn't have a team. So, and that's your NFL news. That's not Chicago Bear related. Let's keep going on the sports front. Can you believe we're talking White Sox before Cubs tonight? The Sox woke up the fan base with a sweep of the Astros. The win last night was Ryan Sandberg-like for young Yoan Moncada. Not only did he tie the game in the ninth inning with a home run, but he then won the game in the 11th with a walk-off single. How fun to watch Trubisky and Moncada, the future Chicago sports, both excel at the same time on the same day. And then tonight, the Sox welcome one of their future arms to the bump, Ronaldo Lopez. He's up. He's starting. Had a good first inning. Sox are on the board. 1-0. Lopez strikes out a lot of guys, throws 100, and he mowed down the Triple-A competition. He gets a tough start tonight, though, against the Royals, who are definitely still the Royals, just outside the second wild card right now, pushing the Indians in the AL Central. The Royals have a lot of guys who've been around, but they, too, have had some turnover. I mean, they brought in Melky Cabrera, so this is kind of like a reunion thing. But, I mean, the issue with the Royals is their pitching. I don't even know who's pitching for the Royals these days. Right. Is Paul Splittorff? Is he in the rotation still? How about a Dan Quisenberry? Is Quisenberry closing? And speaking of the best 80s baseball name of all time, is Buddy Biancalana coming off the bench? Maybe playing shortstop and late in the game? Buddy Biancalana? That's a Harry Carey favorite. Buddy Biancalana. Here he comes. Let's Buddy Biancalana. Cubs in Arizona tonight for a big payback series. They lost 2-3 to the Diamondbacks at Wrigley a week or so ago. Now they need to return the favor. The Cubs throw big country John Lackey, who I think is still in the running for giving up the most home runs in one Major League Baseball season. But the go-to stat is that Lackey has never lost to the Diamondbacks in his career. He's 4-0. The Cubs have Lester and Arrieta going over the weekend. They come to this mid-August series with a one-game lead on the surging St. Louis Cardinals, who have won 6 in a row. They play the Braves this weekend, so, but it's the Cards. They'll mess it up. They'll keep throwing Adam Wainwright. Keep putting him out there. That's my Cubs will win it. And finally tonight, well, if you just saw this, you saw that Taylor Swift's case was thrown out. Taylor Swift's lawyers in the disc jockey groping case, they rested today and said, hey, this isn't really about us. It's about the radio station. And guess what? They dropped the case. There is no longer a Taylor Swift case in the courts. Wait, do you not know this story? Oh, let me explain. Taylor Swift, country star, took a picture with a Denver DJ, shock jock, who allegedly grabbed her buttocks. But Swift, pop star, gave the photos to the Denver radio station, Terrestrial, and they terminated the DJ, hitting the post. The DJ, acid wash jeans, sued Swift, bad blood, for defamation, most def, and Swift, we are never, ever, ever, never getting back together, countersued for $1 after taxes. Closing arguments were scheduled for Monday, right after Sunday, but the case was dropped like a hot potato. There we go. Did you get it now? Did that catch up to speed? That's the carryout for August 11, 2017. Enjoy your weekend. We got cups of water over by the napkins. I mean, they're used cups, but the water's free. What else are we supposed to give you? All right, coming up, we'll check in with Kevin Powell. Talk about the Ronaldo Lopez, I guess, franchise, the era beginning down on the south side tonight. He's at the game. We'll talk with him. Also coming up, we'll reload this week's news. It's the Download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.